I knew
was
it too.
Just saying something about me, and I thought I said, "How old do you think I am, man?"
Well, I wouldn't believe.
She was, "Oh, I know you were asking me when I was gonna have my children."
Yeah, I was asking you when you gonna marry a rich man.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna ask you, did you want to marry a rich man? That's what I said.
You told them
all the wonderful things you told me.
Gosh, I told them everything I could think of.
More in there too. I know. I said we haven't even gotten to church.
We haven't got to the church yet.
What is it about the church y'all got to know?
I was just wondering about your involvement in the church and what you thought about the church.
What did you used to do in your church?
I used to, when I was first...
Wait a minute, Tim. What church do you belong to?
Pleasant Hill.
Oh.
And I've been there for years and years. I joined Pleasant Hill when I was 13 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I've been in there ever since.
Okay.
And then when I was a little girl, my daddy used to take me to church all the time because he believed in church. I used to sit up and hear, love to hear him sing old hymns. Mm-hmm. He loved to sing. But I can't sing like he can. He could. But I remember him taking me to church and I'd sit and cry. And he'd say, "Why are you crying?" For he was always so easy talking. I said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, if I could take you out, do it and walk around with you, would you feel better?" I said, Right. Came out and walk around with him, come back in church, sit down and just sit quiet. Now, why didn't he just came here and give me a little spanking? That's what I'd done to my little boy. Cause I didn't know what I was crying for. What was I sitting there crying for?
Something to cry about.
But he was easy. But I never would forget him whipping me one time. And I should have mind. And I didn't. I had a sister was real easy going. And he had company. And he told me, he hollered that two or three times. He said, "Y'all go outside and play." That wasn't no bad deal. But I wasn't stunned by what he's talking about. Lena wanted to go. I wouldn't let her. She opened the door two or three times. I said, "I ain't going outdoors." He just talked. She said, "He told us to go outdoors and play." I said, "Let him tell us again." I hit her again, like a hollering jumper. So when the company left, I didn't know the company left. And in a little while, he'd come in there with a switch, he'd whipping Lena and making Lena jump up. So I couldn't stand to stay in there. See, I knew he'd get me next. And I thought, shoot, I ain't gonna stay in here and let me get no whipping. I flew down the step. And I seen him, we had a long old barn. I knew we'd get we lived up at Ackworth then. I thought he'd go and feed those cows and mules and things, getting late in the evening. I thought, well, shoot, I'm gonna stay in here and he'll forget me. I done give Lena whooping for it, now what you wanna whoop me for? Shoot, just as I backed out of the steps to go in the house, he just picked me up by my little dress. He said, "The next time I tell you, next time I have company, next time I tell you, and to behave yourself, but I mean every bit of it." Gosh, almighty, what did he want to say that for? He was just stinging my leg with that switch, so I never ever get that switch. You know, from then on, I never did. He never did have to give me none of the whooping. I done what he said. Now, he was talking easy, wasn't he? When he said, "Go outdoors, why not go on out there?" I was being ugly, wasn't
I? I was sitting here trying to figure out, why wouldn't you just go play?
I was showing out. You're not young as a show out. Don't your little boy show out?
No.
I bet you do.
Yeah, he does. Just a handful.
I bet he shows out.